Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of February 2019. Supreme Court has issued directives regarding filling vacancies in central and state information commissions under RTI Act, which include directives that Chief Information Commissioner should have the status of Chief Election Commissioner and Information Commissioners should not be just bureaucrats. Karnataka High Court has observed that Child Welfare Committee, CWC, cannot usurp the jurisdiction of family courts in child custody matters pending before it. Supreme Court has observed that non-examination of best witness in motor accident claim cases is not fatal and said that approach in examining evidence in accident claim cases is not to find fault with non-examination of some best witness in case but to analyze evidence already on record. Supreme Court has set aside an ex parte decree passed by subordinate court in 2009 providing relief to defendant who suffered ex parte decree because of a court boycott called by Bar Association. Supreme Court has observed that there is no obligation on state government to always adopt fairness allowances revised by central government. Supreme Court has observed that existence of parity between two allowances for several years does not mean that government should continue such parity in the future also. Supreme Court has revived 2-decades-old Enranda Bhol Power Project Agreement case and asked Maharashtra government as to what action it took on Godbole Committee report of 2001 finding several irregularities in the deal. Supreme Court has asked Election Commission to be flexible in facilitating right to vote for armed forces personnel, including those of central paramilitary forces, during general elections. Supreme Court has ordered states to report what action they have taken against tribals and forest dwellers whose claims to forest lands have been rejected under the Forest Rights Act. Supreme Court has asked Amrapali Group to deposit 200 crores rupees, which were taken by the group on account of loans and advances. Delhi High Court has restrained a newly formed political outfit, Aapki Apni Party, from publicly displaying its symbol of a torch till next date of hearing, which Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, alleges is deceptively similar to its broom symbol. Bombay High Court has directed Maharashtra government and centre to respond to a public interest litigation seeking children be prohibited from playing the mobile game PUBG at school. Bombay High Court has expressed concern over alleged exploitation of over 400 column tribal girls in Zari Zamni area of Yavatmal district and directed collector to conduct a survey of such survivors with help of Tata Institute of Social Sciences, TISS. Bombay High Court has dismissed a petition filed by a former physical education, PE, teacher of a college, seeking pension, as he was found guilty for charges of grave misconduct involving moral turpitude. Madras High Court has recommended Chief Secretary of Tamil Nadu to install CCTV cameras in official chambers and office rooms of all higher officials in state to avoid allegations of sexual harassment complaints against them and to safeguard interest of women employees. Madras High Court has framed guidelines to be followed by executive magistrates while ordering detention or arrest of an accused for breach of bail bond. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has nullified attachment notice served by the Enforcement Directorate on Baroda, based Sterling Biotech Limited and said that resolution professional can step in to take charge of the properties and deal with them under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has set aside an order by Kolkata Bench of National Company Law Tribunal which allowed initiation of insolvency proceedings against Eastern Coalfields, ECL, a subsidiary of India's largest miner Coal India. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has asked the Kolkata bench of National Company Law Tribunal to close an insolvency proceeding by accepting the settlement arrived at between the corporate debtor and the operational creditor before the constitution of the Committee of Creditors.